tonight, we're going to settle and study one in particular, one definition of this word, and it is often defined, as you have alluded to already, many of you, my personal wishes, my way of thinking, my way of wanting what I want, my will. The challenge is, as we will see in Scripture right away, that while we think we may be in control of that because we own it, we very often are not in control of our own will. Look with me in Romans chapter 7, verse 15 in your notes. Paul writes, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate." Oh man, have I been there before? I'm sure you have too. I'm doing the very thing that really I don't want to do. I'm not willing to do that, but I'm doing it. I'm talking that way. I'm treating a person that way, whatever that might be. What's interesting is that every person we encounter in our life has one of these, a personal will. There's not one person that you will ever encounter that does not have some concept, some level or depth of personal will. This may, in fact, be the very most common similarity in the hearts of people around us. More than hair color, definitely for me, more than abilities, more than shoe size, will has been given to every person who ever walked on the face of the earth. It was something that God created for us. He created that every person would have the freedom to choose. A family or a disagreement between you and somebody else, a fight between members, it often uncovers personal will for an outcome or a decision as the root cause that you're in a disagreement or that you're in a fight. You want something and I want something different, and now we're in trouble. You think something, I think something different. You think something is right, I think something is wrong. Boom, here we go. And most of the time, that kind of stuff is put on TV, isn't it? Yeah.